Of course, Justin and Selena in the headlines, plus Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift. It's time to recap the week that was on Ralphie Tonight with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Andrew, we start with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. I thought it was interesting that, of course, the paparazzi actually catches Selena being served these subpoena papers. What does this all mean, Andrew?
Well, this means that when Selena is faced with this deposition that's going to happen on April 23rd for, of course, the case that's pending where Justin Bieber attacked a photographer, she's going to have to tell everything to the lawyers. So this could mean that a lot of Justin's secrets, from drug use to his affairs with other women, could come forward, because Selena knows a lot more about Justin than a whole lot of people out there.
It's possible the same deposition video that we saw on TMZ of Bieber, we could see that again with Selena, right?
Absolutely, and I think that's one of her fears.
Yeah, especially if you saw that Justin video and, you know, the types of questions he was being asked, not necessarily related directly to the incident at hand. They're going to try to kind of put a lot of pieces of the puzzle together, and they might ask a lot about her personal life and her personal relationship with Justin. We'll see kind of how all of that plays out. Recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly, Andrew Nodell. All right, Miley Cyrus, always tough when you lose a pet, and Miley recently lost one. You guys are hearing that friends don't think she's doing too well.
So on April 1st, she lost what she called her precious baby. It was a dog named Floyd, an Alaskan Klee Kai. Adorable dog. It looks like a little mini husky. But she just went on this Twitter tirade where she was saying how she was completely broken, and she wished that she could be taken with him. So it was almost like a call for help. And really, we're all sad when we lose a pet, but it was very over the top, and her friends are really fearing for her.
Yeah, and again, you know, you obviously feel for her because she lost that pet, but you hope everything's okay there, and hopefully her family and friends will get her through the loss. All right, we're wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell. Taylor Swift back in the news. Nope, still not for anybody she's dating, but rather for something she's buying, a very expensive new pad in New York City. Tell me all about it, please.
So this is a penthouse in the Tribeca neighborhood, and it has 2 floors, 9 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, 2 terraces, and an outrageous 2,100 square feet of outdoor space. Now, if I had 2,100 square feet of indoor space in New York, I would be really, really happy.
Exactly. That's what every New Yorker is thinking to themselves. How much did she pay for it?
$20 million.
Wow.
This girl is still raking in the dough. She's under 25. She's only 24 years old.
But it's smart, Andrew, the fact that she's not wasting her money on cars or on jewelry or bling or anything else. And she's investing in real estate that she might be able to flip for a profit. I mean, at least she's kind of increasing her personal value with this, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Real estate's an investment. She has that property that we've spoken about in Rhode Island. She has a place in Beverly Hills. She has a place in Nashville. But for a single 24-year-old, 9 bedrooms, a bit excessive to me. But I mean, when you're worth $150 million, you can do whatever you want.
And, you know, and you guys have reported on it. Taylor loves her sleepovers. She likes to have her friends over and entertain her family and friends. So I guess it kind of makes sense. Now, no, if you know Taylor Swift now, basically anytime you come to the city, you're not going to have to pay for a hotel.
That's right. I wish I knew Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Somebody get me her phone number, because I want to sleep over there.
We'll work on that for next week. By the way, Watch Hills, shout out. All right, hey, recap in the week that was. Of course, you can get much more on these stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Have a great weekend.
You too.